Welcome to your five for the day. My wife and I are awaiting some breathtaking news. Our daughter-in-law is due any day to give birth to twins. She and our son have been waiting patiently for an addition to their family, and soon they won't have to wait any longer. It takes me back to the time when my wife and I were expecting our first child. All sorts of questions go through your mind at such a time. Will it be a boy or a girl? Will everything go okay when the birth takes place? What sort of person will the innocent-looking child turn out to be? A model or a pain in the neck? Will the child follow its father or be more like the mother? A bonus in most cases. What sort of a future will the child have? Etc., etc. The answers to most of those questions only become obvious as the future unfolds and embraces the child as he or she grows. But what a miracle birth is! How from next to nothing, a whole system of bones, joints, inward workings and senses are all developing, over which the child has no control. Pre-birth, the child is awash and surrounded by fluid, but does not drown. Whereas after birth, if the child was enveloped by fluid, it would drown. Amazing that immediately after birth, the child can see in colour, breathe with usually no trouble, hear, taste, and smell, assuming all has gone well. We talk of the miracle of birth, and so it is a miracle, with each new baby absolutely unique and distinct from every other. Each has its own DNA, and this will be true for the twins. The Bible talks of something called the new birth, or being born again. This is not a physical process, but a spiritual one. For the individual, at whatever age this event happens, it does not gain access to a physical family, but to a spiritual family. There is no physical father, but once the process has taken place, the individual gains a heavenly father we call God. When someone is born into a physical family, no matter how healthy, eventually that person will die. However, when born again into God's spiritual family, although the person may die physically, they will never die spiritually, but go to heaven to continue their life in an entirely better but spiritual environment. Unfortunately, although so many drool over physical birth, not too many are concerned with being born again. This is a pity, because birth into this world only sees us as citizens of this world. But new birth sees us become citizens of a heavenly country to which we go after physical death. So how can we be born again and gain access to this new spiritual eternal life in God's family? Thankfully, in many ways, it is far easier than physical birth. To be born again simply involves confessing my sin to Jesus, the person who died to become my Saviour, then asking him to come into my heart and life as my Lord and Saviour, and handing my life over to him, lock, stock and barrel, so that he can use me, guide me, care for me, and eventually take me to be with himself in his heavenly home. The fact is, if I am only born once, that's physically, then I will die twice, physically and spiritually. Whereas if I am born twice, physically and spiritually, then I will only die once, that's physically. That riddle may sound complicated, but its truth is bang on accurate. As I end today's talk, I ask, have you yet been born again? If you have a New Testament or Bible, I encourage you to read John's Gospel, chapter 3, to find out more. It is not meant to baffle you, but to introduce you to a whole new, better, eternal way of life. May God bless you.